Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from Channel 5. It's out of Leavenworth. A Leavenworth woman who used a counterfeit $100 bill to purchase cigarettes from a convenience store has been charged. On Friday, November 1st, Jessica Brown, who is 34, pleaded guilty to individual counts of counterfeiting currency and theft. On July 24th, Brown used a counterfeit $100 bill to purchase a carton of cigarettes for a little more than $50. Brown was given change, left the store. Supervisor later discovered the bill was counterfeit. Leavenworth police officers later confirmed Jessica Brown was the customer who was seen on video. And in a statement, Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson says, anyone handling money should be careful, especially when dealing with larger bills. Spotting counterfeit bills can be tricky, but some steps can be taken to help identify fake bills. Hold bills up to the light and check for color-shifting ink and to see if the bill contains a security threat.
Now, I wanted to make sure that Todd was talking to the proprietors out there and not specifically talking about the defendant in this case. And we got some more information. It is my understanding that this bill in question even had void written on it. You know how some of the bills that are fake will even say, you know, like, for Hollywood use only.
Most of them that are counterfeit actually say for movie production use only.
So I asked, what if I go on Facebook Marketplace and I sell something for $100 and someone gives me a fake $100 bill, but I don't know it's fake. And then I leave and I go to some gas station.
Right.
Is that illegal? I think technically you were right, Sam. It is.
It is.
But they would have to look at intent.
Even,
and if you truly don't know, I can't imagine you'd be prosecuted for that. But what do you say in a gas station? What is the rule?
Simple possession of counterfeit currency is a criminal offense.
That's why I don't carry cash.
In theory, a retailer of any kind would have legal right to call the police and have you arrested for presenting the note. They never do it because that's a waste of time.
Even if I didn't know.
That is correct.
That, like, let's say I went to. And let's take a $100 bill out of it because that's most people don't walk around with $100 bills.
The most common is actually a 10.
Really?
Is that right?
Yep.
Which is probably, I would bet, the least common of the smaller bills.
Yeah. Well, so if somebody comes in and pays with like 15, $10 bills, you might as well assume that half of them are fake.
Okay. I'm looking at a fake 100 right now. I don't think it was the one from this case. And if I was just glancing at it, I don't know that I would know that this was fake. You have to look, and sure enough, it says for motion picture purposes at the top right, but you would have to be looking at it, really looking at it to see it. I mean,
well, I fell for it down in the sales department. You know, they have those two couches that face each other.
Yeah.
And there's an end table on one of the couches. And one night, you know, I make a habit of going around sometimes at night and turning off all the lights because everybody and their mother leaves their lights on around here. And I just think it's so wasteful. Somebody had placed face up a $100 bill on the end table. And I'm like, I'm walking around the sales pit, turning off all their lights. And I look down, and I go, no way, no way. But what did I do? I didn't walk past it. I picked it up. And it looked like a real $100 bill.
Did it feel like a real bill? I feel like I would
sort of
feel the difference more than see the difference.
It was when I flipped it over and the back was blank that I realized that I'd just been tricked.
That's not a very good fake. You can absolutely feel the difference because money is not, fun fact, paper.
Right.
It's cloth.
That's true.
And so if you're printing it on paper, it feels
like paper, like this
computer paper.
Right.
But they're also getting better at it.
Now,
this is why I don't carry cash, because I would not know, and then I would be in handcuffs and be like, what?
The new hundreds cannot be counterfeited. They have not perfected the counterfeit of the new $100 bill.
There's a stripe down the center, isn't there,
there
too?
There is a holographic?
Yeah.
What is it?
Gramic?
Move it and it changes.
Well, I don't know if that's holographic.
Hologramic?
Yes, hologramic, I believe.
Anyway, the blue stripe down the middle, as you tilt the bill from left to right or up and down, it moves. That is very hard to recreate. The band running through the center, I don't think any counterfeiters have figured that one out yet. If you hold a bill up to the light, you will see a strip running through the dollar bill that says USA 100 or USA 20 or USA 10. It does not exist on five.
It is a lower level non-person felony. So if the person caught passing one, like knowingly passing one.
Yeah.
It has no criminal history. It's likely probation.
Well, where did she get it?
Well, I don't believe they know, because I asked, is the allegation that she's cranking these out in her basement, or how do you go on eBay and buy these? I don't know. I'm not a criminal. I've never Googled where can I find some fake money.
As far as I know, 99% of the time, they don't know that it's fake. But again, simply possessing a fake dollar bill of any kind.
That's unfair. If you hand me something and I don't know I don't know.
Well, let me ask this question. If I get change, let's say I went into this store and I don't know what a carton of cigarettes is. I don't smoke, but let's say it's $52, right? And I hand over a $100 bill that is legal tender. It's real. And that my change comes back with two 20s and a five and three ones. Okay. And those two 20s are counterfeit. I don't know that. I'm just getting change. I put it in my wallet and I walk out with my carton of cigarettes. But I go somewhere else, to Target or wherever, and anything 20 or over, they'll always use a Sharpie kind of thing or magic marker or whatever and wipe it across it. And that's how they tell if it's counterfeit or not, or one of many ways to find out. What if the gal at Target says, I'm sorry, but this is a counterfeit $20 bill? Do I have any recourse at all?
I would ask for the bill back, return to the cigarette store that I was at, and say, hey, you gave me fake money.
And they're going to go, yeah, right. Sure, you got that 20 here. We're not giving you a real 20 for a fake 20.
That's true. But that would be up to the business then to have integrity and go back and look at their camera and say, oh, well, would you look at that? We actually
were you acting suspiciously?
20.
Were you looking around?
Yeah.
Or was your head in the clouds? My head would be like, what?
Well,
I literally would not know.
But who walks around with a magic marker in their back pocket on the off chance that they're going to get a counterfeit $20 bill back in change?
That's actually very special ink in those markers. Those markers are incredibly expensive.
Okay, so you just answered my question. No one walks around with those markers.
You have to hold it up to the light and check. When I sell things on Facebook Marketplace, if they hand me hundreds, I hold each and every one up to the light and check.
How many stories do we have to do about Facebook Marketplace before you don't do that?
Sam, I'm telling you, it's...
Where else am I supposed to sell my random junk?
Have a garage
sale. Please don't.
I don't have a garage.
Please don't. And if you do, promise me you are doing those transactions in a police department parking lot. Sam?
Anyway, I once had somebody hand me a fake $100 bill. I told them it was a fake $100 bill, and they started cussing at me.
All right, this is my mother's voice.
Names.
You are asking to be shot. I'm just telling you right now, I am asking you, it is not far from your house to go do that transaction in the stall that is provided at the Overland Park Police Department.
It just so happened that there was a police officer walking by when this person was cussing at me and calling me names. And I said, officer, would you like to check this $100 bill? I think it's fake. They claim it's real. They got in the police officer's face about it. And the officer said, well, we're happy to take this down to the station to check it out, but I don't think you want to do that.
So you got
and the guy walked away.
You got lucky. You had a guardian angel with you that day, and that guardian angel was the police officer. But what if the police officer had not happened by?
Well, I was at work at an event. This wasn't a Facebook Marketplace transaction.
Okay.
Well, we'll continue this conversation offline.
Mom and dad are going to have a conversation with their widely 27-year-old kid over there.
I don't have a yard either, text line.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. 7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.